The information coming out of Iran is sparse from the accredited media because of the clampdown by the Iranian government on what you can report out of Iran. The pictures you can send out of Iran, which are very difficult to come by, and the reporters actually going on the streets to get a feeling of what it's like to be in the middle of these demonstrations. Yet, the Persian News Network is receiving a lot of information, but from non-traditional sources. What kind of information are you getting, and how much information are you getting from inside Iran?
Each of our individual shows has a Facebook page. We're receiving a constant stream of comments coming into Facebook. We also are receiving, we have set up an Iran Votes email site that's specific to PNN, and that also is receiving a nonstop flow of information with comments, with information, with man on the street views of what's happening. And we've also set up basically an outside FTP site that allows people with camera phones, 3G phones, or even small video cameras like flip cameras to take their own video and to upload it to us via the internet from where they are, simply using their phone or a Wi-Fi connection. We're sorting through that video. So that really gives us, you know, the entire nation of boots on the ground grunt reporters.
How much credibility do you put into this information that's coming into the Persian News Network? Admittedly, when you get citizen journalists, they are going to say things that may not be accurate, that are fed by emotion, that are fed by one grudge or another. But you have to look at the information, and how credible is it?
Journalists' role as a skeptic, initially, it has no credibility. But we have a lot of people who spent their lives in Iran who are looking over the shoulder, viewing the video, vetting it in the same manner that we would vet anyone's work, and making a judgment as to its objectivity, and making a judgment as to its credibility, making judgments as to when and where it was shot, based on our own people's knowledge of the region. So while we're getting a significant amount of footage, I would say a very small amount of it ultimately ends up on air, because we end up throwing away a lot more than we get, because we can't be confident with it.
It's better to get a lot than nothing. Even if you can't substantiate it, you can look through it.
Absolutely.
Where is the information coming from mainly? I went to Twitter and I typed in Iran. It seems like a lot of information is not only coming from inside Iran, it's also coming from around the world, people with their own comments.
That's true. And ultimately, you know, the Iranian community is as large and as varied as any community. There's significant expat communities who still have family inside the region. So the information we're getting is in some cases secondhand from my brother who lives in Tehran, just spoke to me and he told me. And then the tweets, the constant tweets that we're following from people on the street who are just using their cell phone to send us small notes about this is happening here and now. Real-time information.
But you did talk to your brother in Iran, so the telephone service has not been cut off.
Telephone service does not seem to have been cut off, as far as we can tell. We have people who we work with who shoot video for us. A lot of them, they do it on the sly. But you know, they're sending us information. We're doing a lot of phone calls. We're doing a lot of voicemails. But as you know, we don't have our own independent cameras there, so we can't do live shots from Tehran, but we're on the phone with people who are there all the time, and they're on our air. And these are people that we've been working with for years who are journalists in the region.
Do you have any numbers on how much information you're getting through Twitter and Facebook and other sources?
Well, Twitter's an interesting technology because, you know, it's a push technology. So for us, we're going out and we're finding people on the streets who are tweeting. And for our tweets, hopefully, again, we're serving our audience, is that we are basically tweeting our newscasts in small, short character form. Mm-hmm. Like, we're giving our top story, protests in Iran continue, and then giving them as much information as we can in those short tweets so they can be watching, even if they don't have our newscast on, they can catch the tweet and say, oh, PNN reporting that this is happening. PNN's reporting that this is happening. And they can say, that's, again, another way to reach an audience.
So it's not only them giving information to you or giving their comments to you, but it's you sending your information to them.
Absolutely. I mean, but that's, we're in the business of getting our information to them. And if we're not using these technologies, then we're doing our audience a disservice. So we're taking advantage of every technology, television and radio and internet in all of its forms.